Look at Tom Brady. We were talking about some of these teams that won Super Bowls. Look at New England. How many great historic receivers did they have in their Super Bowl teams? But the Patriots, they were good up front. They had a good quarterback. They easily had some type of run game, whether it was Corey Dillon, whether it was Falk, White, a lot of those guys. And so there's 100 different ways you can build it, okay? And we're not against good receivers.
Bill's GM Brandon Bean with Pat McAfee. He's on the McAfee Show talking about, the thing. He also said you got to make concessions when you have a quarterback making big money like Josh Allen. It's, there's a lot of ways to win it, which is something that a lot of us say.
Yeah.
A lot of ways to win it. The Bills did show last year you can have a great offense without having anybody really pop at receiver. And I don't know if they're going to try and do that again this year without anybody popping, or somebody will. It could be Kincaid, could be Coleman, Josh Palmer could be a nice fit. You know, people like the Palmer signing, and a lot of people like the Palmer signing. A lot of people liked the Samuel signing last year when it happened.
Yeah.
That happened before they traded Diggs.
Yes, it did.
They had Samuel, and that signing was, I think, praised. Then they trade Diggs, and then that's when the questions started about, like, oh, are they going to trade for Ayuk? Are they going to draft somebody? And they, of course, draft Coleman. So,
yeah.
Timeline of everything here.
One thing that is always a lot left out of that comparison, New England, Bean making it there, many have made it before.
Callers make that.
Yeah.
People have made that.
Yes, New England did it without an elite wide receiver. They had Randy Moss, but they didn't win with Randy Moss. Right. They lost to the Giants.
And that year, Brady threw 50 touchdowns.
Right. What is often left out of the point about, well, that Brady did it without all those elite wide receivers is he had the best tight end who ever lived.
He did.
Or one of the two best tight ends that who have ever lived. And that maybe that'll be a point. Maybe I'll make the same point about the Chiefs in 20 years. Someone will say, well, the Chiefs did it without an elite number one receiver. And I'll say, well, they had one of the best two tight ends that has ever lived. And he doesn't make the comparison there because, I mean, it would be a lot, and it would be a story in itself if you compared the two, but he really, I think, sounds like he's putting a ton of eggs in the Dalton Kincaid basket.
Yeah.
That this dude is going to show up, and he's going to be it. And that's a lot. I'm not saying he has to be as good as Gronk or Kelsey, but listen, those two dynasties, sure, they didn't have the receiver. They found their way to having two of the best tight ends who have ever lived, and I just think that's such a tall ask for Kincaid. If that is what you need to have to be able to win Super Bowls like that on offense without having the top level receiver, then I just think it's not the most likely probable plan to pay off for you. Kincaid is probably going to be better than he was last year. I would bet on that. But to think right now it's likely that he's about to become a first-team all-pro tight end in the league. I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but I wouldn't be putting all my eggs in that basket.
Well, I also think, and this is how viral clips tell part of the story and whatever. Everything kind of ends up being binary. I would probably spend more on receiver than Bean has. I do not think they can't win with what they've done. And I don't know that many people do. I think there might be smarter ways to use their assets.
Right.
But, it's going to maybe get sold as people say the Bills can't do it, which maybe those people are out there. I don't. You and I talk a lot about, can the offense duplicate what it did? My answer to that is, I think they can.
Right.
I think they can score 30 points a game again. I think they can do it. I think Josh Palmer can come in and be more than Mac Hollins was. I think Keon Coleman can do more than he did last year. I think there's a lot more in there for Kincaid, and whether it's James Cook or what, Curtis Samuel. You could look at every player on the Bills roster from a weapon standpoint and say, will they outperform last year? And every one of them, you would have a very easy case, in part because they didn't put up huge numbers. Nobody really did. So I absolutely think they can win with what they have. I do think that they can
Yeah.
That they can match their offensive performance. They can be a top two offense in the league. They were the second ranked offense in the NFL this year. You know, he's saying most points in part when you include the playoffs.
Totals. Yeah, totals
include the playoffs. Now, that's an odd little cherry picked stat because that's you didn't score as many as the Lions, and the Lions were they got knocked out in the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
That's that. You didn't go the Lions didn't go as far as you. Mm-hmm. So
and they had a bye, didn't they?
They did have a bye.
So they played one playoff game?
Yes.
And the Bills played three?
Yes. Okay. The Lions, on points scored, the Lions outscored the Bills in the regular season by 41.
Okay.
So the Bills did not have the number one offense in football. They're number two. And then when you include playoffs.
Which is why you don't even really need to, you don't need to cherry pick it. You know, the point about if you were number two in scoring, that still
It's still great.
It still is in your corner as a point.
But I'll just to follow up on that point. So I absolutely think they can do what they just did. Can they be the number one offense? Maybe. Can they be number two or number four? Maybe. I mean, I've said to you, if we go back to when Ken Dorsey got fired, my big pound the table thing was, if you are not top five in offense with Josh Allen, somebody needs to go. Somebody's got to get fired. You can't be the ninth best offense with Josh Allen. It just can't happen. He's too good. And Brady last year took them to two. And that's great. Like that's where you live. Your basement of your offensive expectations with Josh Allen should be fifth. First is great. Third is fine. Fourth is fine. Second is great. Your basement should be fifth. I don't want to sit here and say we scored up 200 more points than the Saints. Like congratulate. They're not in my world. They're not in my. They're not anywhere near the expectations here. They don't play in the same league. So. Yeah, I think they could definitely do it again. The real question comes to, will they have the answers in the biggest moments? And they might. They were really close last year. Any one of these years, they could have won the Super Bowl with a couple different plays here or there. And those plays could definitely come on the defensive side of the ball. I wouldn't dispute that for a second.
Right.
That their defense needs to perform better and can perform better. So, can they win it this year, built the way they are? Definitely. I don't know that I'll pick it or expect it because, you know, heart, emotions, feelings. It's not like, when will I believe again? They had, you know, they had the ball and the lead in Kansas City this year in the second half. And it early in that game, it felt like it was over. And then they were back in it.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Mahomes fumble. They're back. They're alive. And then, you know, it's like it comes down to maybe an inch, 2 inches as to why they didn't. So, you know, Bean can go out there and pretend people think he can't do it again when most people probably do.
I mean, I think it's a given they're going to win the division.
Yes, I do too.
Last year, by the way, I thought they were going to win the division when they weren't even favored to. Last year, there was a little more doubt on that.
Three-way.
Yeah. So, can they be, you said they could be first. I would agree with that. They could be second. They could be third, fourth. Could they be eighth?
In offense?
Yeah. Could they be eighth?
I don't think so. I really don't.
Because I think that's about their floor.
You think eight's their floor?
I think about eight's their floor. Which, well, to me, again, it speaks to how valuable and how good Josh Allen is, and you want to include the line in that and the running backs and all that. To me, though, that would be a failure.
Well,
on offense, just because of what they have at their disposal, that they should be better. They should be better than 6th, 7th, 8th in the league.
The difference between 5th and 8th last year is...
Is it not that much?
25 points.
Then at that point, that's not that big.
That's what, like, yeah. What do I want to do? Do I want to say you have to be within 100 points of the top offense?
Right. The ranking part of it is almost kind of a side quest for this conversation. It's more about what do you do in those final two games, the big games you're going to play, when you probably are going to run into either Baltimore or Cincinnati. Maybe Baltimore, maybe I shouldn't give Cincinnati that right now. You might run into Baltimore and Kansas City again. When you run into those two teams, that what is it going to look like in that game? How fearful are they of you coming into that game? Do I need to get Terrell Bernard punching out a ball for Mark Andrews in open field to win that football game? The
Great
Bills
play.
Had a plan that defensively they needed to have because they didn't have the horses to compete with that Ravens offense. Their plan was, we're going to dare him to make mistakes, and they were right. They got a couple, and not just from Jackson, of course, they got a couple from Andrews as well. And they got through that. They won that game with that plan. But it's not the plan I would want to go in with again against that team. I wouldn't want that plan again against the Ravens. I would like my defense to be able to do better, and I also would like my offense to do a little bit more in the second half against that Ravens team.
Well, now that Ravens defense is going to add Malachi Starks to Kyle Hamilton.
Right. Like, the point about the offense, it can make things easier on your defense. You know, like, if you are running away from teams and your defense now is getting to play more of a one-dimensional offense, you know, that is, I feel like the complementary football point always goes the other way. It's always more made about how the defense can affect the offense when it does go both ways. And I tried to bring up the Ravens there because I don't always want to belabor just looking at the Chief matchups. But of course, that's the other part of this, is 29 points. That's not bad against Kansas City. But even with these additions on defense with Bosa and the new defensive lineman, would you bet on them keeping Kansas City under 30 in a playoff game like that?
It's a tough bet.
It's probably a good number.
It's a tough bet. The other, of course, thing to consider is, what about if it's not Kansas City?
What if they get a year where they don't have to play them? You mean?
Sure. What if it's Baltimore? What if it's Cincinnati? What if all of a sudden, you know, Liam Cohen and the Jaguars are the next hot thing?
Wow. So slow down on the.
I'm just
the,
saying.
The,
like,
the, no, wait, I know. I know what
it,
you mean,
it shouldn't always
right,
be.
Someone will join the party at some point.
I mean, Baltimore was in the party. Baltimore's in the AFC Championship game 2 years ago and lost to the Chiefs by 7.
Right.
In a game where they stopped them again and again and again and again and again and again. So, you know, the Bills could build a defense where they stop the Chiefs again and again. Can they hold them to 17? There's a great question. Can you even picture the Bills holding the Chiefs to 17 in a playoff game? Because Baltimore did and lost.
Yeah. Like,
it's nuts.
Reminder, this is all the Chiefs' fault.
This is all the Chiefs' fault.
All of this.
Yep.
Is the Chiefs' fault.
803-0550 is our phone number if you want to chime in. 1-888-550-2550. Get a call in, get a break in, and keep tracking this thing. Good offseason for the Bills, we think.
Mm-hmm.
We hope. And a draft that most liked. No Elijah Moore update. We did hear from Bean on Monday about that. No Elijah Moore update.
Haven't seen him visit like anywhere else either. So nothing right now.
803-0550. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.